cost-cutting to Oregon's public sector pension system is on the fast track. The Oregon House could vote as soon as next week on a controversial proposal to cut benefits for retired public employees. The Oregon Senate approved the measure Thursday on a party-line vote. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The proposal would limit cost-of-living increases to retired public employees, including teachers, city, and state workers. The Democrats who crafted the plan say they tried to shield those earning the smallest pensions. They say the money it saves would be used to prevent cuts to education, health care, and other public services. Public employee unions have blasted the plan and promised to challenge it in court. Republicans say the proposal doesn't go far enough. But Democratic Senator Richard Devlin says the measure is the best option given the circumstances.
While our proposal is not perfect, we have crafted a proposal that we believe will be upheld. It will have savings, clear savings.
Even some of Devlin's fellow Democrats said during the floor debate that they thought the proposal fell short of what is needed to rein in pension costs. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.